Cardinal Vincent Nichols, Archbishop of Westminster, has expressed his shock following the terror attack which took place near the British House of Parliament in London, leaving 4 people dead and dozens injured. Speaking to Lydia O'Kane, the Cardinal condemned Wednesday's events and offered his prayers for those who died and those who are grieving.
Obviously, everybody today is shocked, but typically here, life gets on in a normal way. People are coming to work, Parliament will be open this afternoon, and there's a determined calmness. But everybody is thinking about the families who have lost those who they expected just to come home last night. And that includes the police officer who was killed. And among the other 3 people, 3 civilians who were killed, is a woman whose children goes to, the 2 children go to one of our schools, and she, the 2 children and her husband will be devastated today. And we pray, you know, very deeply for them and for the others who were killed. And that's our first response. The second is to salute particularly the policeman who died, but also the response of the police and the security forces, which was very rapid and very measured and very professional. And, you know, many, many people are dedicated to our safety. And obviously, the third response that we have is to condemn what happened. You know, there is not an iota of credit or esteem that any sane person could gather from an attack on innocent people, tourists, people just going about their daily business. And so we condemn utterly what has happened. And at the same time, we must keep saying there is no place for hatred in our response. We must not make enemies of people in this country who basically are our friends. And that's probably the most important thing at the moment. We must not alienate people by overreacting and making enemies of those who we might be tempted to think whose religion fosters this kind of terrible, terrible violence.
Yeah, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, talked about people going about their business, that people should go about their business, that this shouldn't win, that everyone should be out and going to work. But also, obviously, there has to be a certain amount of vigilance as well at this time.
Yes, and, you know, there's no doubt that the Palace of Westminster is a place around which there is very considerable security. But it's a very iconic place. And that's presumably why this person decided that that's where he'd make this outrageous statement of an attack on precisely the very values that are fundamental to this country and are esteemed around the world. But as the Prime Minister has said, this kind of violence actually unites this country, and they are stronger for it. But it's very, very important that everybody tries to remember that faith in God and the rootedness of our culture in its Christian and its Judeo-Christian heritage, faith in God is a huge asset. It's not a problem. And what we must not do is begin to think that this extremism is the product of religious faith. It's the distortions, the corruption of a particular religious faith. But it's not to do with faith in God. If you just think about the last century, secular regimes produced horrendous violence in fascism and communism. Violence is the product of a warped mind and a warped heart. It's not the product of a religious faith.
Just one final question, Cardinal Nichols. I was talking to someone this morning who said that she was talking to other people who said they were very proud to be Londoners this morning because there were people really united. There were people going up and thanking police officers. There was a sense of, even though this was such a terrible thing, that people were coming together.
Well, I think you just have to looked at what happened on Westminster Bridge and outside the House of Parliament. People were running to help. The staff from the hospital, which is at the other end of the bridge from the Palace of Westminster, were running out of the hospital into the danger area because they were professional nurses and doctors. And it's that sense of a brave and generous response to what has happened but a practical one, one that has a focus to it. We're not a people that tend to stand around and gawp. You know, we'll get on with the job that needs to be done in a disciplined and practical way. And I think that's right. I think many people, visitors too, people who have moved to this country, will be proud to be here today.